nakoshi karabranta livrosh ketere braka divaha rapadosh kedebrando godobro dobo shetere branka rabrande bedebrande bedebe rakatoshi talibrash kedebe branka livrosh ketere braka ikash karabranta rabraka rabranta rabraka rabrande dedebo shetere branka ikoro bronto dobrosh kedebranta rabranta rabranta dedebo shetere branta rabranta 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 Yara branto do boske de brande de boshi kata branka de baha. Riko do bodo 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 boshi tada da branka da da braki de boshe tada da baha. Raka de gede 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 grande gede boshe tada da braski tada braka. Ropo do bodo 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 boshi tada branka de da broske tada branka da da branka da da braka. Da boshe kada branta da da braka da da branta. Can you hear me? Takosha kada bada bada. Iko bada 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 bada. Iko shaka da bazara kada bada. Oh God, my God. Kado shadi vra kada bada bra chada na bra. Can you hear me? Labo shada vra kada na ba. Bronte de 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 bo shakadi brate. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. La padi ma shakana brande bede be. Ipa shakadu jede gede brande gede bra shoto loma la ba. Riko shete de de bra shikana branda bada brande bede brande bede brande de de be. Rakadu shete te te le ba shukana brosh gede de branka da da ba. Rapada bo shake de brante de de be. Can you hear me? I'm asking you a question, or can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey, are you here? My God, my God, my God, my God, Labrashi Katalabaha. pala bada bada bu shata la bra shede de de braka. Mako shaka da gada bada da baga da da bada branda de 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 bu shata di bada bra shede de de braka di bala baha. Raka da 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 bro chede de 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 branka da da brande ke de brande ke de baha. I pa shaka zodo bro tali braka da bada da branda de de braka da da baha. Rapado sheke tele braka. Where is everybody? Where is everybody? Where is everybody? Lipa romata, jagadu zelebrakete, shidibro kalumate. Oh yes, my God. Abba, 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 abba. Ipa ramata lama labran bigi dibro shatone brakadibaha. Roda, I see you. God bless you so much for being here. AC, God bless you. I see you. Great Sam, I see you. God bless you so much. Lipa romata, shagede, gede, gede, bro, talibaha. I paramata la marogo shakarabranta de brashika doja de brata. My son Paul, God bless you so much. Li paroma kashuka zudibraka donge de bratoli vashidibraka. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. La paramata shikadamata limrashka de brata. Oh, 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 oh. Li pada bada 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 baha. Rakado shadu jadu de brange de brande de brande de baha. Rapado shete te te le batala da braka da da braka da da braka da da braka. Ipa da ba da ba da ba da braka kado brecha de be. Rapado shete de brange de brande de branda branda da da brande borobo shata liba. Rakado shete de braka sigadu zede ha. Rakadaba, 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 rakada. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Rakadu jede jede de, rapadaba diva duri pakuteje. Iprakadu makatele grasha kadibrunde gede brande bede brande. Rapadabrush ketele braka. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And any day, you know, Wami, radio, ready for tonight service. I don't feel you. I don't feel you. I don't feel you. Who is ready for tonight service? Leave para matalaba. Then lift up your voice in prayer. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Labra shaka dibaha. Rato do 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 bo do bro sketa dibra kadibaha. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Rakada gada 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 gada. Rapado shake de gede brato le wala braka. Lipa shake te 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 de braka di bran de gede bran te de baha. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Somebody, 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 somebody. Rapala matala mala braka. Let your worship rise. Let your worship rise. Let your worship rise. Let your worship rise. Right now, somebody, let it rise. Zalabo shaka di valaha. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Libra shaka zulibate. If you are under the sound of my voice, somebody, this very moment, let it rise. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Rakado matalimale. Rakado shete. Rapado gedebaha. Rapado shegede. Rapadeka dibrate. Rapalamate. Rekado shketelemakata. Rada Somebody, lift up your voice and pray. Rapadushke debaha, rapada bada bada brande bende brende bende brende bende bende. Ikada bada bada busha tala brashke telele braka. Radu do 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 do. Rekado bende beha, repakadushke te, rapadushke te, ibranga da vale, repadushke te, ibrasheke te pe, repadaga da baha, ibrante te, ibranta, ibrasko telemala, ragadu vale ha, repadushke te, rapada bada ha, ikokolo brante, ripado bende braka, ikotashe te, rekedegedege, rekedegedege, ipratali male, ragadaga ha. Epratalubaha, let it rise. Rakadibada bada bratalibaha. Oh my God.
You're my everything. How can I express my gratitude? All the many things you've done for me. Words are not enough to say thank you. Lord, you're my everything.
Those of you who are here right now, I see the Lord opening the eyes of your understanding in many fields in life, that even things that you have never studied on, even things that you haven't learned anything on them, you begin to acquire knowledge from these things, and you will ask yourself, God, how come I know these things? How come I understand these things? And remember that I told you that the Lord said He is opening the eyes of your understanding. Yes, Lord. Father Lord, we pray and we commit tonight's service in your hands. And we ask of you to take charge of tonight's service. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let the believers say amen. Lifa shakado bado bratani. Mazo godo brotana de braka di bratana de braka de bratana de braka. I think for the past three Mondays, we have been dealing with a series called The Activities of the Disciples. And I said something. I said, when we talk about the book of Acts, the word Acts is just the short form of activities. Is somebody here? Rakalomata, Jiko Shagatagana. We are not praying tonight. Tonight is a teaching service. Yeah. Mako roto shake de braka di ba. Liko shaka di ba da bro te de braka di ba da braka de braka. Ruto to luma shika zuka di vre katolo lobo. Riko ka shake ke brato kotolo mashika la brata. Rekada bashiko zagadabri kolomata Reko shaka di branca le matali braca shako deha. Ripa dovre cana shiko tolobras kedeva. Raka dogo dobrete de debe shika talabraca da braca. Repa do shake de branda gada brande gedevo. Rapa de gedebe de debe. Rapa do gedebe gedebe. Ripa de gade baharako to shaka de. Ripa da gede branta lima gede. Rata do shake de geha. Rapa de gada branta libaha. Reka to shete. Ipraka zuga de brate. Reka da branta libaha. Ipraton do godo band. Duvreka duve shegedeva rapaduka di brete ipra shaka da bro zegevali raga da bada brande geha rapado shete ipra kota di baha ika shekete le braka ipato zegede ripa numakate vajudi vrake iprato shege ipranta lima keribato shekele vrase ipra katu zegedeva rapadove ipranto zigadiva Rekato I have been dealing with the activities of the disciples. I know there are a lot more people who are trying to join, but the network is messing up at their end. But it's quite unfortunate. I cannot wait for anybody. We have to move on. Le paramata. Liko soko sododobo repete kato repado shegedeba. Mrato shika no mrata liva luga shika dozalaha. The activities of the disciples. And tonight is the episode 3 of the activities of the disciples. The book of Acts is simply the book of the activities of the disciples. Acts means the activities. Acts is actually the short form of the activities of the disciples. They like to call it the activities of the apostles, but when you read the Bible carefully, you realize that it didn't comprise of just the activities of the apostles, but there were other disciples whose activities were recorded. That is why I decided to call this series the activities of the disciples. Is somebody here with me? Libro shakadabada bro shikatalabraka libatalabraka. Tonight I want to take you to Acts chapter 8 verse 1. Oh yes, God, what a beautiful night. Libro shakadakadaba La Roma Jigo Zaguni Mrata Lilorobata Mapuzi Galuribaha Leko Shataliba Lipodobodobro Deboshke Telebraka Librante Lebraka. Yes God, yes God, yes God. Acts chapter 8 verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to the death of Liparamata. Moko shaka dibro shaka debraka divalaba. Moko rumotolubra shedebraka. Now Saul was consenting to the death of Stephen. That is to say, Saul was the one who gave the order for Stephen to be killed. Saul was the one who gave them a go ahead, a green light for the people to kill Stephen. I mentioned this in the earlier episode and I said that Saul was the one who gave the order for the people to kill Stephen. Saul. Somebody say Saul. Lakota kanagana kanabaha. Ripoka shatolibaha. Leko shakadu shekedegedegedegedege. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem. A great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem.
the church finally went through a stage after the death of Jesus Christ, that where the church was persecuted to the highest degree. The church was persecuted on every front. The church was persecuted on every side. You turn to the left, there is persecution. You turn to the right, there is persecution. You turn to the north, there is persecution. You turn to the south, there is persecution. Wherever the people channeled their attention, all they saw was persecution. And as a result of the persecution the church went through, the Bible said they were all scattered all over. They were scattered. The church was scattered. That is one thing that persecution can do to you. When you begin to experience persecution in your family, when you begin to experience persecution in your marriage, you realize that there is scattering all over. There is no unity. There is no togetherness. All you see is scattering, division. There is no togetherness anymore. There is no understanding. Nothing is working. It means that that relationship, that marriage, that family is going through persecution. The church was persecuted to an extent that everybody in the church was scattered. Everybody was scattered. But the Bible said, except the apostles. Why is it that the people, the disciples, the members, the congregation, they were all scattered all over, and yet the apostles were not scattered? Remember, the apostles were once disciples and they graduated into being apostles. So they were on a different level. They were on a different dimension. They took their time to go through the process. They took their time to graduate to the next stage in their walk with Christ. And so they had foundation, firm roots in the ground, firm roots in Christ, that even persecution could not get them scattered. Mato Shaka Dibrata. The reason some of you, the least persecution you face begins to scatter everything, is because you don't have deep roots in Jesus Christ. You do not have deep foundations in Jesus Christ. The least thing that happens, you see scattering and division and confusion and havoc everywhere. The church was scattered, and yet the apostles were not. The disciples were scattered, and yet the 12 apostles were not, because they had firm foundations in Christ. They have deep and firm foundations in Christ. Some of you, you are so wavering. You do not understand anything in God. You do not take God seriously. You don't have any firm foundation in Christ. And so the least level of persecution you see, everything that you go through, you realize that you are scattered. Everything you see is now confusion, division, havoc. That is because you don't have firm foundation in Christ. You don't have firm foundation in Christ. You don't have time to read your Bibles. You don't have time to work on your holiness. You don't have time to consider your righteousness, which is actually just a gift from God. You take everything for granted. You don't take your spiritual life seriously. And as a result, you don't have firm roots in Christ. The least persecution you go through, you are scattered everywhere. Verse 3. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church. The Bible said one man by name Saul made havoc in the church. When we talk about havoc, we are talking about great confusion. We are talking about disorder.
In the church of God, there is order. Everything is put in its right place. But in the presence of Saul, he scattered everything. He made great havoc in the church. He caused great confusion in the church. If you were in a meeting and Saul showed up, everything will be scattered. Everything will be disordered. That is the man called Saul. Saul. And some of you, you have some souls in your life that you are not willing to deal with them. You have some souls in your life that you are refusing to identify them. You have some souls in your life, you are failing to recognize them, and they are making great havoc in your lives. They are making great havoc in your ministries. They are making great confusion, making everything in a disorderly manner. So, you have some friends. When you plan anything and you share with them, everything falls apart. You have some friends. When you finally make a decision to take Jesus Christ seriously, all of a sudden, the urge to do so leaves you. Those are your souls. Those people. Always making great havoc of your life. Making great havoc of your ministry, making great havoc of your businesses, making great havoc of the things that you care about. When they show up, everything is distorted. Saul made a great havoc of the church. The Bible said he entered every house. Some of you, you have some friends, eh? They are friends with everybody. They know everybody in every dormitory. They are free with everybody in the school. Listen. That was the same character that Saul had. The Bible said Saul entered into every house, every church they are there, every gathering they are there, every meeting they are there, every ministry they are there, every prayer meeting they are there, every dormitory they are there, every room they are there. These people, you have to watch out for them. You have to watch out. Saul entered every house and he was dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. So, the meaning of the name Saul means death. Death. The meaning of the name Saul is death. So, wherever Saul entered, death followed. Wherever Saul showed up, death followed. Wherever Saul was present, death followed him. He was killing the people of God. He was killing the apostles of God. He was killing the disciples of God. So, he was the one who killed Stephen. He gave the order for the people to kill Stephen because he was living up to the meaning of his name. Some of you, they have given you names and those names are making negative impacts in your life. Saul means death. Death. Saul means death. Wherever he went, death followed. Some of you, you have been given names that are negatively affecting your life today. But I pray over your life that if your name is negatively affecting you today, let that the meaning of that name be spiritually changed and let its effects be erased from over your life in Jesus' name. Are you here with me? Double shaka di brata. Liko koko dobra shika dogo dogo doga da gede brata. Rakadu shaka de gede 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 gede.
Rapado shake de get the better de get the better get the debe. Rakato shake de get the grande get the grande get the grande get the Rapado shake de debe. Rakato shake de de. Ibrash get the branco de brante de braca.
Are you here? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Acts chapter 8 verse 4. Those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. You see, the mistakes that most of us make is that when we lose one thing, we allow that thing to be our downfall. When we miss something, we allow that thing that we have missed to be our downfall. When we go through something, we allow that thing to define our being. And that is a mistake. The Bible said the church was scattered all over, and yet those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. It means that this stands to reason that when you lose one thing, when you go through something, you have to learn to channel that thing into your own advantage. The people missed the church. The people were scattered everywhere, and yet they decided to preach everywhere. If they are not allowing you to preach in the church, go out there and do something else. If they are not allowing you to do something in that workplace, find a different place and do the same thing. The people were scattered all over, and the Bible said they decided to preach all over. If Saul will not allow us to preach in the temples in Jerusalem, we will go out there to Samaria, we will go out there to Judea, we will go out there to the places where we don't belong and still make disciples of all nations. It doesn't matter what that guy did to you. It doesn't matter what that girl did to you. Even though you went through pain, even though you went through heartbreak, you can still channel that thing to your own advantage. You don't have to be defined by that problem. You don't have to be defined by that circumstance. You don't have to be defined by that situation. Use it to your advantage. Even though you were down, you can decide to rise up again. Even though it felt like you were nobody, you can use it to redefine who you are. Even though it tarnished your image, you can decide to use it to build a different image. You have to learn to use your circumstances to your own advantage. God will not do it for you. Jesus will not do it for you. You can do it for yourself. For it is written that the church was scattered all over. And so those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. If we cannot preach in the church, if we cannot preach at stadium, if we cannot preach in those big auditoriums, we can still preach in the marketplaces. We can preach online. We can preach on Facebook. We can preach in different avenues. I don't have to be down by my situation. I have to learn to use my situation to my own advantage. My own advantage. Li paramatalaba. Roka shekedegedeba. Rakadu shekadba shetelebrakadiba. So the church was scattered, and so they decided to preach everywhere. Halo katalabata, roka shagusodo balabrakadiva.
Makora pato shekete kete brato ne makata ne brate. Roto to 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 to. Rato to 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 to. Iprashi katone braka ne baha. Ripo shaka da bada brante ne braka ne braka.
Acts chapter 8 verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. The Bible said a man by name Simon, he used to practice sorcery, and he was claiming that he was somebody great. Now, whenever you have to claim something, it means that that thing is not entirely true, because to claim means to state that something is the case without providing evidence or proof. So if I claim I am the president of the nation, and yet I do not have any solid proof to back this fact, it means that I am only claiming. It is not entirely true. If you claim you are a child of God, and yet you do not live up to the standards of the child, the sons and the daughters of God, it means that you are just claiming. And that is something that I have understood, that most people in the church today are only claiming to be children, to be sons, to be daughters of God. We claim that we are children of God, and yet we do things our own way. We speak in our own way. We do things our own way. We walk down our own path. We do not care about the will of God. We do not consider the love of God. We do not even love our neighbors. Consider these things. If you put all these things together and you realize you don't have any vivid facts, any vivid proofs, it means that you are only claiming to be a child of God. There is no love. There is no love. Li paramata la branca di baha. Li ko shaka da brantele de branca. And we are claiming to be someone great. We are claiming to be children of God. We are claiming that we care about the things of God. We are claiming that we are spiritual, and yet they have to force you to pray. They have to force you to fast. They have to force you to read your Bible. They have to force you to consider and feed your spiritual life. It means that you are only claiming to be a child of God. On Sundays, we have to call you and force you to come to church, and you claim you are still saying you are a child of God. You are only claiming. And Simon was doing the same thing. He practiced sorcery in the past, and he was claiming to be somebody great. Most people in the church are only claiming. We are claiming to be married, and yet we go around doing whatever we want. We are claiming to be in a committed relationship. That is why we go around doing things the way we want, putting things in the wrong places. We are claiming to be sons and daughters of the house, and yet we do things our own way, regardless of what our leaders think. We do not consider anything. We do not care about anything. We are only claiming. We are not proving anything. We don't have any evidence to back the facts we have. We are only claiming. Li para mataraba. Li ko shaka da bada brata. Mo paro mataraba kara braka da brata. Li ko shaka da brata da braka. Li ko shaka da brata da braka. Ruko shaka da brata da broska da brata da braka da braka. Verse 10. To whom they all gave heed. The Bible said that all the people in Samaria, they listened to the man by name Simon, the sorcerer. They all gave heed to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. They were calling a sorcerer, and they gave him a title, the great power of God. How can a sorcerer, demonstrate the power of God, considering the fact that they are not even using God's power in the first place. And some of you, the least things you go through, you begin to consult other mediums. I was speaking to a brother who said, well, I have been going through a lot lately and I have started consulting other ways, other mediums. Going to juju men. The man was a sorcerer, and yet they gave him a title, the great power of God. Listen, sometimes the titles people give you will lead you to your downfall. The man was practicing demonic powers. The man was practicing occultic powers, and yet they called him the great power of God. Sometimes you know you are fooling, you are misbehaving, and yet they will still give you a title, the anointed one. And you are fooling. And if you don't take care, their titles will lead you to your doom. Their titles will lead you to your doom. The great power of God. When the man is using occultic powers. Verse 11. When they heeded him, because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. Verse 12. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God. The man of God that you listen to every day. Do they preach the things concerning the kingdom of God? The person you are calling your spiritual father, does he preach the things concerning the kingdom of God? They believe Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God. These days, the Lord was speaking to me this afternoon, and the Lord said, these days, we have a lot of messages, but we do not have a lot of the word of God. We have a lot of people preaching their messages, but we have a few people preaching the word. We have a lot of people preaching wonderful messages and sermons, and yet we have very few people preaching the word of God. These days, men of God will come and they will preach about their wives, preach about their money, preach about their possessions, preach about their blessings, and they never say anything or preach about things concerning the kingdom of God. And that is an error. We do things our own way now. We don't care about the consequences. We don't even care about the kingdom of God. These days, the only thing we really crave for are breakthroughs, testimonies, miracles, signs, wonders. We don't care about the things of God. The things that really matter, we don't care. And they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God. Oh my God. And the interesting thing in verse 13 is that the Bible said Simon himself, the sorcerer, believed. When Philip began to diagnose and dissect the things concerning the kingdom of God, the Bible said Simon himself believed. The sorcerer, the man who was chasing after, the man who had become a tool for demonic power, a man who had become an instrument of demonic power, that same man believed the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now ask yourself, those powers that people chase after, what power do they truly have? considering the fact that even they themselves are now believing the things concerning the kingdom of God. So those who had their faith in that sorcerer, now where would they place their faith? Thinking that that same sorcerer is now believing in God. The same sorcerer is now being baptized in the name of God. I heard about a family not long ago that the family were going through something, trial times, and I learned that the family wanted to go to other mediums to consult them about their problem. And this is a Christian family. A family that believes in Jesus Christ, a family that believes in the kingdom of God, a family that believes in the things of God, and yet they are going through things and they want to consult other mediums. Oh my God. Libra Shaka Dibrata. The people that you are relying on, the people that you are placing your faith in, even the mediums that you are consulting, they are now turning back into the kingdom of God. The Bible said Simon himself also believed, and he was baptized, and he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done by God. You can't place your faith in mediums. You can't place your faith in these sorcerers. What can they do for you? My bro, Sheketelebraka. Now, let me jump to verse 26. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And there is a very important thing here that I want you to understand. That, like I said earlier, there are two voices, two main voices that every believer needs to understand. We have the voice of the angel and we have the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you do not learn to understand and differentiate between these two voices, then there is a chance that you might abuse them. Because if you do not understand the voices, you can abuse them. And that is where I am getting to. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Turn your Bibles with me. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. My God. Who was speaking? Was it an angel? Or the Holy Spirit? What did the Bible say? Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. It means that it was an angel that was speaking. The angel spoke to Philip and said, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is an angel speaking. Verse 27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man in Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Verse 28. Sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Verse 29. Then the Spirit told Philip, listen, the Bible said, an angel of the Lord spoke to to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. And verse 29, the Bible said, then the Spirit told Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. This might come as a shock to most of you. Are you here with me? If you are here, say something. Acts chapter 8 verse 26, the Bible said, an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. And Acts chapter 8 verse 29, the Bible said, then the Spirit told Philip, this might come as a shock to you, but saying or speaking and telling are two different things. Let me repeat this. Saying or speaking, which is the same thing. Saying or speaking is the same thing, and telling are two different things. Somebody say saying and telling. Saying and telling. Libra shakadubana baha. Lipo kadabana baha. Riko shakatana brakanabraka. Good. Saying and telling are two different things. Hear me. To say or to speak means to express something in words. To say or to speak means to express something with words. So when I say go, I have spoken. When I say jump up, I have spoken. Now when I am speaking, or when someone is speaking, it doesn't necessarily have to make sense. It only has to be in words. So when I say Kofi is, I have spoken, even though my saying doesn't make any sense. When I say, I remember last week I was in town and I have spoken, yet my saying doesn't make any sense. So when we are talking about saying or speaking, it doesn't really have to make sense. Saying or speaking doesn't really have to make sense. It just has to be in words. For as long as there are a group of words in what I am saying, then I am speaking. That is what saying is about. But telling, on the other hand, means to give information to a person. Telling means to give information to a person. When I am telling you something, it means that by the time I am through with what I am telling you, it will have to make sense to you. It will have to be fully understandable by you. It will have to be fully gripped by you. Because to tell you something is to share an information with you, and information is meaningless if you cannot fully understand it. And so saying and telling are two different things. I can say something and yet that thing will not make any sense. But when I am telling you something, by the time I am through with what I am doing, you will fully understand, because to tell is to share something or to share an information with a person. Are you with me? Rato shekedeke, rakalu watala malaba shoketa teteke, rapadu shekedeke brata libraka. Now let me go back. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, and said, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert. And the angel was done. Now if I tell you, if I call you on the phone right now and I say, get out of your house, and when you walk 3 meters up, turn to the right. When you turn to the right, walk for 15 minutes and I end there. Tell me, what is the sense in what I am saying if I tell you to get up and pick your Bible? When you pick your Bible, turn it to the book of Habakkuk, begin to read from chapter 3 from verse 12 to this, and I say that and I end there. What is the sense in what I am telling you? It means I am only saying something. I am not telling you anything. That is how angels speak. That is how angels speak. Do you remember the last time that you were there and you were just seated and you felt like all of a sudden you heard a voice that said, you heard a voice that told you, get up and pray? When I tell you to get up and pray, to what extent, to what point, what is the point to what I am doing? That is how angels speak. Angels can only wake you up and tell you to pray, and that is the only thing they can do. So it seems as though the command they are giving you doesn't fully make any sense, because the only thing they can do is to say, there is no information in the command of angels. Hence, in order to differentiate between the voice of an angel and the voice of the Holy Spirit, you need to understand that angels only say. And the angel appeared to Mary and said, and the angel appeared to Zechariah and said, and the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, and the angel appeared and said, and the angel appeared and said, the only thing angels can do is to say, but the understanding, the level of information you need to understand what they are saying does not come from angels. You ask somebody, Oka se enra ube kokro, adentin enra wanko. Oka se enra ube kokro, adentin wanko. Na BBM se maminko. BBM se maminko. I don't know, but na BB, edien BB. You just can't understand. You don't know. You can't explain. You don't have any information. All you know is don't go. That is not the Holy Spirit. That is an angel. When angels speak to you, they don't provide information. Now, there are few instances where an angel comes with an information, and those angels are called the high angels. They come with a particular message from God. They are not the ones I'm talking about. I am talking about the common angels, the angels that are always around human beings. That is how they speak. They don't add any information to the instructions they give. Obi tini baby, you tell the person, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert. Me fanya den. Me kwa diene besi. What am I going to? What are you saying? So what? That is an angel. Remember the last time you were on your way to work and you were hearing something like, You've left something. What a BB or ho. And then you didn't pay any attention to that voice. And you got to your workplace and you realized that you left something. You forgot that thing. It was the voice of an angel. Angels do not give information. Angels only express their instructions in words. They will tell you, you have left this. They will tell you, get up and go. They will tell you, arise and pray. They will tell you, get up and read your Bible. That is it. That is the voice of an angel. It doesn't carry any information. It only carries a command. And you don't know why you have been given that command. That's the voice of an angel. But the good thing with following the voice of an angel is that an angel always points you to the direction of the Holy Spirit. The angels, the common angels that I'm talking about, the guardian, what most people know as guardian angels, they always point you in the direction of the Holy Spirit. They will send you to a place where you can go and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Angels will always direct your path in order to meet or encounter the Holy Spirit. Remember the last time you saw a program, even just joining in on Podbean, you did not really understand, but you were there and you felt like, today they are joining. You don't know why you have to join. You don't fully understand why you must join, but all you feel like doing is to join. That is the voice of an angel. Their instructions carry no information. Verse 29 of Acts chapter 8. Then the Spirit told Philip, there is a difference between speaking and telling. Speaking is just expressing something with words, but telling is giving information to a person. The Spirit told Philip, go near and overtake the chariot. Go near and overtake the chariot. But watch what happens. You see, this scripture, it is not the full scripture. The entire message is hidden that you need revelation to understand. Verse 30. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? Now let me ask you a question. The Bible said, the Spirit told Philip, go near and overtake his chariot. If that were the only thing the Spirit said, why is it that when Philip got there, he asked the question, do you understand what you are reading? The Spirit had a conversation with Philip, but the entire conversation was not recorded in the Bible. Are you following? Because the Spirit said, go near and overtake the chariot. And yet, when he got near and overtook the chariot, the Bible said, he asked, do you understand what you are reading? And the man said, no, I don't understand. When you read down the scripture, the man said, I do not understand. And Philip began to explain things to him. Now, if the Holy Spirit had only told him to go near, why is it that he is asking a question? And why is it that he is explaining things to him? It means that the entirety of the conversation between the Holy Spirit and Philip was not recorded. It was just the beginning of the conversation that was written. And the beginning of the conversation read, go near and overtake this chariot. But when you get there, you hear him. You see, that is what we call the prophetic. So, the Spirit said, go near and overtake this chariot. And by the reason of the prophetic, when he got near, the Bible said he asked, do you understand? It means that the actual conversation that went on between the Holy Spirit and Philip is like this. Philip, now that you have listened to the voice of the angel and have gotten here, you have crossed the desert and gotten here in person. I want you to go near and overtake this eunuch's chariot. When you overtake the chariot, you will hear him reading the book of Isaiah. Now, when you hear him reading the book of Isaiah, you will ask him this question. Do you understand what you are reading? He will tell you, no, sir, I do not understand. Now, when he tells you he doesn't understand, I want you to stand on this principle verse and this scripture and explain things to him and and break it down to his understanding. And when you are done, baptize him and do this and do that. Is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not just tell you go and it ends there. No. When the Holy Spirit tells you to go, he gives you information as to why you have to go and the things that are waiting for you there when you get there. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Angels will only point you in the direction of the Holy Spirit because angels do not have information. The ones with the information or the only one with the information is God himself, and that's the Holy Spirit. So don't forget, angels are ministering spirits. They only heed to instructions that are given them. And so the Bible says, angels are ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister to men. They are sent forth by who? By the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives command to angels, and the Holy Spirit will tell an angel, go and tell Beatrice to come and meet me in this church, Power Chapel Worldwide, at 8 a.m. in the morning. And so when the angel comes, the angel will tell you in your bedroom, arise and go to church. Make sure you get there at 8. The angel is done. Now, if you are able to follow the voice of the angel and you get to the church at 8, you will now begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit will begin to give you information as to what and what you need to do to make your life better, what and what you need to do to make you prosperous, what and what you need to do to improve your ministry. That is how the church, and that is how the church today must be. There is cooperation between God and his angels. That the angel understands his position. The angel understands that his job is to tell you or to say to you to do something, to give you a command, to point you in the direction of the Holy Spirit. That when you get there, the Holy Spirit takes over from there. If all of us could understand this coordination concerning the things of God and how angels and the Holy Spirit and God, as a matter of fact, cooperate and speak to each other, we can learn to be one as one people. The reason these days we do not understand each other is because we are all speaking different languages. And I'm not talking about English language. I am not talking about the French language. I am talking about the language of love. We are all speaking different languages. These days, we are all self-centered. We are all selfish. We are all focused on our families and our families alone. We don't care about anything else. There is no more cooperation in the church. There is no more coordination in the church. We do not understand who needs to do this and who needs to do that. We do not care who is in charge of this and who is in charge of that. And that is why there is no peace in the church today. You come and music director and the organist, they don't talk. The manager, the administrator, the choir master, the resident pastor, they all don't talk to each other. The head of usher and the choir master, they are not in good terms. The musicians, the organist hates the drama because the drama is always late and he speaks anyhow. There is no coordination in the church today. There is no love anywhere. We don't care about anything anymore. We do not know our place anymore. And we are all selfish and self-centered. We care about what we can get and get alone to ourselves. We only care about what we can do for our families, our wives, our children. We don't care about anything anymore. If we are going to talk about the activities of the disciples, then we need to understand these fundamental things. There can't be a church without love. There can't be a church without love. There can't be a church without coordination. There can't be a church without cooperation. There can't be a church without togetherness. There can't be a church without unity. There can't be a church without love. There can't be a church without peace. It cannot be. It cannot be. The angel is sent to give an instruction to point people, human beings, in the direction of the Holy Spirit, in the direction of God. And that is the only duty of the angel. When the angel gets there, they point you in the direction of God. And that is it. That the angels do not overstep their lines. They do not overstep. They do not go beyond their territory. They don't do more than they are supposed to. Angels do not. The angel spoke to Philip. Arise and go. Take the road. Move from Jerusalem to Gaza. Use the desert road. And he followed the voice of the angel. When he got there, when he got to Gaza, the Holy Spirit now took over. That is how the church must become today. We need to understand these two voices. People usually confuse themselves. Man of God, how can I tell that this voice is the voice of an angel? This voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. This voice is this. Listen. Angels only point you in the direction of God. Get up and pray. That is not the Holy Spirit. That is an angel. Because when you begin to pray, that is when you begin to hear things from the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit gives information to you. Angels do not. Angels lead you to meet the Holy Spirit. If we are going to grow as a church, if we are going to grow as a ministry, we need to understand our places. We need to understand our positions. We need to understand the differences between these two voices so that we will not abuse any of them. That when the Holy Spirit tells you not to go, when the angel of God tells you not to go to town, you will understand that the angel is telling me not to go. When the angel is telling you to break up with somebody, if an angel, if you're in a relationship and an angel tells you to break up that relationship, the angel will not give you reasons as to why you have to do it. It is only God, the Holy Spirit, who will give you reasons why you have to break up. And in hearing God, the basic thing thing that you need to understand. Let me end with this. One thing that you need to understand is that the first voice that usually you will hear as a Christian when you begin your walk, that is not the voice of the Holy Spirit. You see, when a man of God is doing the altar call and they are calling you and you are hearing a voice, go, go and be saved, go. Go and listen. That's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. That is the voice of an angel. Because like I said, the angels point you in the direction of the Holy Spirit. So that when you get there and the man of God prays for you, now you can receive the Holy Spirit. And you will also be permitted to be a son of God and hence hear the voice of God. ask yourself why you see things in your dream and you will not understand these things. You will see something in a dream and you don't understand it. And you ask yourself, what is this? What is the meaning of this? And you will call a man of God, and a man of God will pray, and a man of God will say, okay, the meaning of what you saw is this and that and that and that. That is because the man of God is now hearing from the Holy Spirit concerning your matter. You only heard from an angel, and when you hear from angels, like I said, they usually do not make sense. So when you hear from an angel, you have to take it to God to inquire of God, what's that thing that you are hearing or that thing that you are seeing stand for, what it means. And so if you have not gotten to a place where you can speak to God in person for him to reveal these things to you, then you have to go to somebody who is higher than you to explain it to you. The voice of an angel and the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the angel will only speak to you, will only express what they have to you in words, and they will point you in the direction of God, the Holy Spirit. And when you finally heed the voice of the angel and follow the path that they have given you, now you can be in a place where the Holy Spirit is, and the Holy Spirit will now give you information concerning that thing or what you have to do next. The voice of the angels and the voice of the Holy Spirit. You need to understand. If you do not understand these things, you always dream and you have to call a man of God to explain your dreams to you. And an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. And the angel said, fear not to take this woman as your wife. For what this woman carries is of the Holy Spirit. That is an angel. Now, when the angel speaks to you in this manner, it is up to you to go before the Holy Spirit and confirm from the Holy Spirit. Take this matter in prayer. Gird yourself up and go before God and pray that, God, this is what I have seen. What do I do? And God will confirm it. Do not be afraid. I know all that you are going through, but yea, I am with you. That is the Holy Spirit. 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 If you are here, you want me to pray for you concerning hearing the voice of God and hearing the voice of angels, let me see you. You are saying, man of God, I have been struggling to hear the voice of God, but tonight I want you to pray for me to hear the voice of God for myself. I want to see you. I pray for you. Anybody under the sound of my voice who wants to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and who wants to be able to differentiate between the voice of the angels and the voice of the Holy Spirit, who wants to hear God deeper, wants to be able to sensitize themselves to the voice of God, that anything that is whispered in the realms of the spirit, your spiritual ear can pick it up. I pray that any blockage in your spiritual senses, specifically your spiritual ears, let it be removed right now. Anything that has been a limitation in your ear that is causing you to miss most of the things that God says to you, let that blockage be broken down in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, anybody whose spiritual eardrums are destroyed, that even if God speaks, you cannot receive it. I pray that you can take it in. Let your spiritual eardrums be restored, O God. I pray any cord that is broken in your spiritual ear, that you cannot hear when the Lord speaks, you cannot hear when his angels speak, let that cord be mended in Jesus' name. Now I pray for any spiritual impurities that are blocking the voice of God in your ear. May those impurities disappear right now. May those impurities disappear right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that from today you will hear the voice of God like never before, and you will be able to tell the difference between the voice of God and the voice of his angels. La paro makato sheka divaha, riko shata da 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 braka libranta laba, liko shata la braka. The Bible said, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come." Now ask yourself, "Arise, shine." What is the meaning? That is the voice of the angel. When the angel comes, the angel will tell you, "Arise, shine." And when you arise, if you follow the voice of the angel, and you arise and shine, you will now realize that arise, shine, for thy light has come. The meaning of light is information. The meaning of light is enlightenment, information. So the angel will tell you, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Your information has come. Your information only comes with the Holy Spirit. Arise, shine. That is the first instruction to follow. You don't have to question it. When the angel comes, they will tell you, arise, shine, and they will leave. If you get up, if you arise and you begin to shine, that is when the information will come to you. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the angel will tell you, arise, shine. Then the voice of the Holy Spirit will bring the information. And it is after you have received the information that is hidden and embedded in the voice of the Holy Spirit, that is when the glory of the Lord can rise upon you. And so it is written that arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It means that if you cannot hear the voice of angels, and you cannot be able to detect the voice of the Holy Spirit, it means that you are always missing out on information. And when you keep on missing out on information, day in, day out, you begin to live your life anyhow. You begin to speak anyhow. You begin to eat anyhow. You begin to walk about anyhow. You begin to live your life anyhow. And you realize that the glory of God can never rise upon you, because you cannot hide. But I pray for you tonight, under the sound of my voice, that, oh God, anybody who is missing out on the sweet information of the Holy Spirit, let that person be included in the blood. Let that person be included in this circle, that they can also be partakers of the sweet the sweet information that comes with the Holy Spirit. I pray for you that anything that is hindered from your sight, anything that is hindered from your ear, anything that is hindered from your spiritual senses, oh God, I command that stumbling block to fall down. I command that stumbling block to break down. May it sink. May it sink. Any information that you need to receive from the Holy Spirit to keep you going in life, to keep you moving ahead, to keep your ministry moving, I command that stumbling block to break down, in the name of Jesus. Now I speak as a prophet of God, and I declare that tomorrow by this time, I hear the sound of information. Tomorrow by this time, I hear the sound of new ideas. Tomorrow by this time, I hear the sound of in-depth knowledge. Tomorrow by this time, I hear the sound. I can smell wisdom in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. Listen, if you are here and you have not registered for the branch meeting that is happening live in Kumasi, this is an event that I am doing for just 20 people. I think I have 13 people who have registered. If you are here and you want to be a part of the branch meeting, there will be free food for everybody. But the main purpose of the event is not the food. The main purpose of the event is the sermons, that is the lessons that I'm going to give you on that day. I am preaching on conviction and I am preaching on holiness. And if God permits, I will say something on online ministry. If you are here and you want to be part of this meeting that is happening on the 26th of June, 2021, let me see you. If you have not registered already and you want to be a part now in Kumasi, let me see you. Because of time, I'll only give you 1 minute. Lisho Karabata. Rakadu Shekelebrata. Two powerful lessons. Lipa Shakalabrata. On the 26th of June, happening live in Kumasi. Mako ragatalabata, Rico Shekelekelebrata, Liko Shakalabrata. You have 30 seconds more. 30 seconds. Libro Shekeleba. Mako Romotoro Bratalabraka. Now let me pray for the Titus. Oh God, I pray and I commit all the Titus of this house into your hands. And I declare that as it is written, that try me in this, and I will open the windows of heaven for you. I declare over your life, may the windows of heaven be opened, and may you receive blessings from the Lord. I pray over you that the Lord might rebuild the devourer for your sake. If they try to fight against everything that is yours, may them be rebuked in the name of Jesus. I pray that you are free from the plans of the devourer. I pray that you will not be a victim of the devourer. I pray that you will not be left out from the blessings that flow from heaven. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. And I pray that the Lord will exalt you and make you greater by the day. And any promises that have been said over your life, I pray, may these promises see the light of day in its due time. Anything that is making these promises delay, anything, any chains that are bound around the waist of these promises, let those chains be broken. Let those threads be destroyed. Let those bounds fall down in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will continually bless you and show himself strong over your life, over the life of your parents, over the life of your wives, your husbands, over the life of your loved ones. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. This is the end of lesson part 3. Yeah. The activities of the disciples. God bless you so much. See you on Monday. Bye-bye.